Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy 4th of July Independence Day. In my case, Psychic Angel here, I would consider it the sovereignty of free will and free spiritual awakening. So if you have not heard my shows, I am a full-time working psychic medium. Among other things, I like to come to the show to do topics I'm unable to do with clients calling in. If you have something you'd like to add to the show, I welcome your call. I'm not doing any psychic readings on the line. This show is impromptu, as I feel necessary. And today's topic is about blocks. There's something that I've been working with a long time with the with my clients, and the one that comes up a lot these days is what I call universal block. A universal block is something that my friend and I came up with as a title, and that's what he started to call it, and I started to adopt that. Universal block usually means literally the universe wants and demands your attention to a issue in your life that is so, you're going either going in the wrong direction with your soul progress, your soul path. It's such a wrong direction that it's sort of a shake-up and wake-up time. Generally, a universal block is extremely frustrating. It's something that would be like a cocoon phase where you go into a place where you're unable to direct your life in a linear way or unable to function. It could be and usually is stopping you from something you normally do in your routine. So it may be a health-related thing, a family thing, a death. It can be your career where your career just completely stops and everything comes to a complete halt and you cannot function. The telltale signs of the universal block are that it's pretty much so debilitating that it's laughable. There's just no way you can find your way around it. And I'm not talking about something of a relationship issue at all. I'm not talking about individual relationships or marriages or that's not what it's about. It's about your ego reaching a point where it does not have the the ability to continue the way it's continuing, okay? So what the universe does is decides, like, you know, God, if you will, or the universe, sort of comes in and wants to get your attention. Excuse me. And the best way it can get your attention is by basically withholding everything and putting up sign roadblocks. Now, I can always help people individually, but I cannot sit here and tell everybody how it appears in your life. But I can tell you that when it does, you'll know it. These are not small things. These are not job losses or, diagnosis of something. Those are just the general life issues and problems, right? This has to be a major, major thing. So like I said, I can help people individually, but I can't sort of do everything on the phone right now. I want to talk about the difference between a universal block, which is out of your hands, and the universe just does whatever it can do to make sure you can't move, and a personal block. Because a personal block is something that you're blocking. This is very common. This is every single person has personal blocks, okay? This is a daily thing that I deal with. So when people call, generally I have a lot of women call primarily, and they call in for relationship issues. And there's some cases where they can't figure out why they're putting what's, you know, we call the law of attraction. We do the law of attraction or, you know, putting out good vibrations, you know, putting a nice resume together or of profile so that they can find a mate or they can clean up their current relationship, and they'll be stuck. And they'll be like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't seem to get where I'm going, can't seem to get to the finish line, or I'm attracting situations with the dating that's just completely not usable or friendly or even worse, abusive. And I've been to this cycle as well. There's a cycle that we all go through. And after years of doing this as a psychic medium, you know, I see patterns. So one of the patterns that comes up with a personal block is that you're in some kind of a very, very, I call intense denial. Something needs to be cleaned up in your, for lack of a better term, vibration, in your belief system. And generally, if I start to poke around in there, that's when people start screaming at me. They get very upset because, you know, the closer I get to it, the more upset they get. And what that is the ego's hanging on to some old stuff. What does that look like? So, well, usually the person will come to me and, oh, I've done everything. I've been so nice to people, and I've done everything right. And I'm trying to get these men to take me seriously, or they're just coming on to me sexually, and they're not trying to get a real relationship, or they're flaky, and they start to blame game. It's one of their roles. So they start to project everything onto the other persons, multiple persons. And then I start to dig around and find out, well, what's going on? And usually as soon as I get close to what's going on that's having this negative impact, the closer I get, as I mentioned, to that and start asking them, what are they doing and how is their healing? And I either get, I'm working on my healing, I'd like to learn more, or it's really just two answers. Or the other one, which is pretty much an F you. It's a violent reaction. They don't say that to me. But I'm saying that's the energy behind it, is an F you, basically. Like, get effing out of my life. Like, it's a very violent reaction because the ego is a five-year-old defiant child, and it's an angry child, and it wants what it wants. So when you go there and say, no, you know, candy's not really good for you, it's not going to go, okay, mommy, just give me a flax cookie instead. You know, a five-year-old ego that we all can, that is all contained in our body, is going to fight. So getting back to the block, the blocks are very insidious. They're difficult to sometimes locate. They're certainly for the person. They're the sad thing is they're in the way, and they're not easily. They're not going to reveal themselves. I guess that's the way I like to say it. So you're walking around and you're just cheerful and you're thinking, you know, I'm putting all the good stuff out there, and I'm getting all these guys who are telling me, you know, F you, bitch, and, you know, you think you're all that, you're stuck up, or go stick it your head in the oven, or, you know, horrible, like. This happens a lot online. I'm talking about online dating. And they're just getting a lot of flack and a lot of, and I went through this time period too. So I was like, what in the world? So what happened is a lot of times people will spiral. They'll get into a situation with a relationship and they'll hit a negative, okay? A judgment, the person's mean to them, an embarrassing situation will come up. And then what happens is they start to spiral into this pain and this insecurity. Now, that little spiral is very important. I'm telling you that for a reason. Without getting too esoteric about it, just try to keep it very real, literally energy stays in our body, and it forms. There's a form to it. So as you start to spiral, think about that for a minute, that spiraling, okay, you see it in your mind? It's like a little tiny volcano, like a little tornado. That actually sits in your body, and it makes a block. So let's say you start out in your journey and, as I mentioned, you start putting things out on the online or dating scene and all of a sudden you get back some flack, right? Let's say three guys are just completely horrible to you. Whatever they do, they're just horrible. They're just completely negative. So what happens is usually within the first one, but the first or second experience, you start to define the whole thing like that. And you get insecure because you know somewhere in you, I'm bringing in this darkness. It's very important. I want you to listen. Very important. It's very important. In you, you are attracting the darkness, and your soul is saying you're doing something that's not working. There's something here that's not loving. There's some energy that you have in you that's mirroring out, and these particular people are picking up on it and mirroring it back. Even if you say a loving, wonderful thing to them, oh, I think your eyes are beautiful, you're still going to get some kind of a really negative thing back. And what's really hard, what I try to help people see is, because they'll, believe me, they'll argue with me, no, I'm being really nice. You should read some of these. I don't care. We broadcast where we are, all right? One more time. We broadcast our feelings, our emotions, our beliefs where we are. So I could wake up and I could think I'm in a great mood and I could go around and just feel kind of la, 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 I'm having a nice day. But if I have got stuff, let's go back to the spiral. If I've got the spiral inside me with that negative guy last week that I got the email from, that spiral's been sitting in there, hasn't been purged, hasn't been healed. And it's sitting in there kind of like a reminder, oh, forget about that guy. Let me just go back on the site and see. Okay, you see the pattern here? It just keeps resurfacing because it's not the guys or the girls, for any guys that are listening, or the girls that are coming back with negatives or rejections. It's not them, it's us. And the I try to really scream from the rooftops. It's never them. It's not them. It's never them. It can't be them. You can say, oh, come on, Angel, people come and shoot people in the head. You can't. No, believe me, it's really as simple as it sounds. We literally walk around broadcasting exactly what we're really thinking we deserve. And even Dr. Phil, remember that guy? Long time on television. Even he'll tell you, you know, you rise up to your certain beliefs. You attract what you believe. You can't become someone with high self-esteem if you don't like yourself. It doesn't go together. So you can deny all you want. Go ahead, knock yourself out. I did. Everybody does it. But that denial, until you fix it, until you go in and figure out, do I really feel worthy? Do I really know that men are nice? Do I really believe that men are very kind-hearted? Because usually in that particular issue we're talking about, which right now we're talking about dating and personal blocks, if you just joined us, usually there's a belief somewhere, dig down hard enough, and you'll find in yourself there's something that you really believe about men right now in your life, not all the time, not when you're 15, but right now in your life that's buried inside you that you think, you know something, I don't think anybody's going to be very sweet. I don't believe I'm going to get what I really want. Somewhere inside you there's a belief like that. Like I said, it's not easy, guys. That's why people call, and I try to break down their blocks. The sad thing about the block is, the most sad thing is you are just preventing yourself from having a good time and having good experiences, and especially romantic experiences. So, okay, let's go to point number two. You can, when you remove these blocks, start to experience the opposite effect. Once you attack the personal block, let's just say we'll keep in romance because that's a very common topic in my business. So once you remove that block, I'll find that clients will call back and they'll be like, I found this great person. I want to check with you as a psychic. Is this really a great person? I want to, you know, verification and make sure. And that's great. That's exactly what they should be doing, making sure they're on track. And I tell you, I've seen some people turn around, I won't say quickly, maybe 3-4 months, and they come back with somebody. I go, now this is good people. Because I'm not asking them to find their soulmates. I'm just asking them to collect good people. You know, because good people attract good people. And that's very simplistic, but you get where I'm going. If you clean up your own self, your beliefs, not you're going to the gym and look good, not you got your money together, but your beliefs. Your beliefs are really the key to everything. And you cannot lie. If you really, really are cynical about dating, do you know what? Don't do it. Really, don't. Clean up your cynicism. Clean up your insecurities about yourself. Clean up some basic things inside you and get positive. Because without being positive, you're literally going to run into more and more of a verification and a validation, a mirror from the universe that says, hey, you don't really think guys are really going to be sweet and hold your hand, and you don't think a guy's going to take care of you and take you to dinner. You think he's cheap. You know, men are cheap, right? And as long as that's swirling with that, as I mentioned, as long as that belief is sitting in the chakra area in your body, sitting way down there, it's going to win. No matter what you do, no matter how nice you are, no matter how many times you meditate, until you clear that belief system out, and you purge it, and you decide to throw your hands up and surrender to the light, you're going to continue to do that. And by the way, this particular personal block, I'm talking about romance and dating, because it's like I said, it's very common to me and simple for me to talk about, but it goes in every direction. So these personal blocks will show up in your career. If you have a deep-seated belief in your career, let's say you're a singer in a band, you're a singer and you're trying to make your life career change and you know, employ some profits and some financial success to singing, which is very difficult. So as you go out, and if you have with you this deep thing inside you, this deep belief system that says, no matter what, I will create income from my singing, you know, no matter what obstacle, even if you're heavy, if you're short, you know, obviously you have to be able to sing, let's be reasonable. But once the fundamentals are there, I'm talking about, if you have anything in you, you'll do what you got to do, and you'll get where you're going. You will. There's only so many, you know, seats out there in the Grammys, but I'm talking about, generally speaking, if you really, truly have nothing in your way, and 99% of the people have blocks, then that person without the block, if you talk to them, and if you talk to anybody who's made it, really made it, they'll tell you, I just got lucky, or, I don't know, I was waiting tables, and all of a sudden I got an offer for a modeling gig. I don't know what happened. My mom introduced me to some guy, and he had an agency, and they needed somebody as a stage tech, and next thing you know, I was singing backup for a major band. There's always this thing about someone got lucky, but it's actually not luck. It's the fact that you attracted it. We're magnets. We just attract what we put out. But again, it's inside us that we do this. It's not on the outside. It's not on the outside, and it has to be healed from the inside. So you can't believe it on a mind level. You cannot sit in your mind and create this stuff. That's the biggest lie, pardon my French, but it is the biggest lie of the New Age community, is that you can just think your way there. No. No, it's consciousness. It's not thinking. Thinking is just the brain. It's just, the brain is just an operating system. So getting back to the blocks, because that's what this show is about. What other things look like blocks? What does a universal block say in the area of family? A universal block in family usually has to do with having some discord. Usually, in my case, it's a parent and a child. So a parent and a teenager, 99% of the time, that's the issue. Or a parent or a sibling, an adult sibling, right? Sister, brother, someone's just not willing to heal that relationship. So a universal block is also, it's quite handy at times. Even though you hate it, and you'll actually, you know, become pretty heated about it and pretty insistent that, no, I really, really want a relationship with my child, or my sister hasn't called me in 5 years and I really, really want a relationship with her. Sometimes the blocks are there for your best interest too. So not to sound contradictory, but there are times universal blocks save your life. Okay, there are times the universal block will come in, and I kind of rather call that an override. My friend and I, you know, he came up with the term override, which means you're going so far out of your soul path and healing that something overrides you, and designs are placed upon your soul, and your personality is forced to make a right or left turn. So in the case of family, siblings and so forth, or your child or your teenager trying to get, you know, a relationship with them, and maybe you're in a battle with your ex, and you can't figure it out. These are really, really hard things, and family circles are probably the hardest. Do the following. With universal blocks, with the basic universal block, your purpose is to stop what you're doing. Basically, stop what you're doing. Stop the routine. Stop all the ways that you're approaching this. Literally go into what I call the surrender mode, okay? You'll be there anyways fairly soon. What happens is the ego is being basically cut out of the story. It's being shut down. And it panics. It's completely panicky because it can't get something done. In this case, I was discussing family. So it gets shut down. Maybe the family shuts them out. Maybe the phones are cut off and they don't give you your new phone number. Maybe a court case says you can't come near your kid, or they move out of state, whatever it is. It's usually a huge, huge thing, right, as I mentioned. Some of the ways of getting out of it, as I mentioned, are, number one, realizing that you're in this, what I call universal block, which is everything is made to stop, okay? It's a complete stop sign on your life. It shuts you down in that department. And the surrendering is the first best way to surrender to the process, to surrender to a higher self, to get into a state of meditation or prayer where you can get past the ego, because the ego likes to talk and scream and make noise. Get past that and figure out what's going on here. What is going on? I need some messages. I need some healing. I need a different format. You need to reformat yourself. So the process of undoing a universal block or accepting the universal block for your best is kind of like dealing really with, I guess it's almost like going to confession. I would have to equate that to, yeah, if you're a Catholic and you go to a confession, that's kind of what a universal block is like. You've hit a wall, you've done some things, usually crimes against yourself, right? Usually, 99% of the time, crimes against the self, and you go in and you purge it through the means of confession booth. So that's a great analogy. I never thought about it. But right now, in the moment, I do want to share with you that if you're in a universal block, like I said, they come very, very infrequently. I really want to make it clear. The universal block is not something you see every week. If you're using it as an excuse, I can't get a job, that's not what a universal block is. It's not about fundamental getting a job or getting into school. Those aren't universal blocks. Universal blocks are mind-bending, ego-crushing, defeat, down on your knees, screaming in pain, I can't get past this A, B, C, D, and it's been 10 years. That's a universal block. Universal blocks are usually very long-standing, extremely difficult things to get past. Addiction, family, relations. Sometimes it's, I wouldn't say career, but I'll say a changing career or something you've been hiding from yourself, and it's like maybe you're a hairdresser and you're just, you got arthritis and you're just not dealing with that and you're not attending to your health. That would be like a universal block where you're stopped from doing hairdressing and you're really upset and you're really like, I just want to die. It's my love hairdressing. That's like a universal block. So health issues that corrupt you, that put you down on your knees and you're unwilling to deal with them, okay? Not people on disability. I really want to make it clear what this is. We're talking about long-standing things in your personality that you're not dealing with that come up in such a way that you're being completely blocked off from doing anything in the same direction. So it's a stop and a reset. So these things, the universal block comes, it can come 2-3 years in a row if it's really unusual, which right now we're in a, you know, highly unusual time in our planet. But generally, they're long. They're like 10 years, you know, usually 5, 10 years or more, even 20 years. And they may coincide, by the way, if there's any astrologers listening or anybody that really understands Saturn return, it could be they actually have some correlation with Saturn return, if you know about that. I don't know. I'm not an astrologer by trade, but I have a feeling there's probably something to the pattern of this. So getting back to some of the solutions. Personal blocks, like I said, those are very common. Okay, personal blocks come up all the time, every day. Personal block is something that prevents you from having your best life. Okay, and it usually shows up with the way you're approaching things, the way that you're trying to achieve things, your goals, and your philosophies. A personal block will hit one of those roadblocks and make you stop, surrender, just stop everything and figure out why, what's going on with me? Always turn to the self. What's going on with me? What am I afraid of? You could ask yourself some questions. What are you afraid of? What's freaking you out? What are your dreams about? Because sometimes your dreams will come up and you'll have fears, insecurities, or you have paranoia about people hurting you or animals crushing you or something chasing you. So where are you with your body, your center? Are you centered? Are you feeling confident? What areas are you feeling weak in? So some self-examination, I guess. Self-examination is really important when personal block comes up. And, oh my God, you'll have such a better life if you do this. The problem is the ego has absolutely zero interest in self-examination. And if you go to any Eastern philosophy, Buddhism, Hinduism, any kind of Eastern philosophy, literally, then you'll find that self-examination is the way to freedom. It's the way past the ego. So don't think your way out of it, but go deeper into the consciousness and figure out what does the soul want, right? Do some little separation here. What does the soul want to do in the planet, and what does your ego want to do in the planet? Your ego wants to have a good-looking body, good-looking place, good-looking man or woman, great kids, great career. You want to look good on paper. You want to look good on the internet. You know, you want to appear to be succeeding. You want to be super happy, doing very happy things, creating some value for the world. You know, it has its own agenda, and that's all good and dandy. But the soul's not here to be a puppet and to be recycled over and over again, okay? The soul is a consciousness. It's not interested in all that. That's nice and nice. Have a nice time. But it's like your guru. Your consciousness is like a guru. Okay, you had a nice time today? That's very nice. Okay, now we're going to talk about what you learned today. No. I just want to have a hamburger and scream and jump in the pool. No. We're going to talk about some things, the way you treated your neighbor today. So the guru is the guy, the Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever. You know, those kind of guys. The wise sage. That's the guy. And the more you talk to that guy inside yourself, or that woman, the angel, the angelic being, the whoever you're talking to, higher self, ETs, whatever floats your boat, if they're giving you good advice, they'll first and foremost go right past that ego, directly to the heart, directly to the consciousness, and to the universal mind, and they'll deal with you. So, again, we're not talking therapy. Therapy is kind of old school, honestly. I got nothing against therapists. I think they work. Everything works, but it's a little bit old school right now. What really needs to happen is consciousness therapy, okay? A consciousness therapy, hard to say. That's what needs to happen, a self-inquiry, okay? If you do that, you will be at peace with yourself. You will create people around you who will be nicer to you. You'll get the results from your love life. Your career will open up as far as opportunities. There's still going to be, you know, the law of average is more. I'm sorry, this sounds cynical, but there will be a little bit more dark than light. There will not be a path of perfection. We're not on this planet to find all the good people and kill all the bad people, because this duality's got to go. But what you're trying to do is create the best life with the best people. Okay, that's all we're trying to do. And if somebody, for instance, has had a terrible life, just been beaten down, and they come out of jail, and they're crack addicts, that doesn't mean we toss them to the frogs, right? That's not what this means. They find who they need, you know, who their counterpart is for their best interest, to help them, vice versa. And if you're in a better state, right, more healthy state, then you'll find yours. It's just a very simple process. So I'm not saying go select great people and toss the rest out. I'm saying select the people that you match with. Match up to the right vibration. And, you know, if there's someone needs some help, then that's fine. Oh, I'm going to go on to another tangent about this helping thing. And this has really been something I've been experiencing. A lot of people, women especially, feel the need to rescue, to get into potential relationships with people who are not at their level. There's a great deal of misinformation about trying to save a man, trying to protect a man, trying to make excuses for the man. And since I happen to be a female myself, it's quite embarrassing for me. And I try my best to be very tactful, but why are you... So I'm running out of time. But just don't treat your adult male like a diapered baby. That's my final thought on that. If you're treating them like a toy, like a little doggy, or like your little baby boy, cut it loose. It's not healthy for you or for them. Don't rescue people, okay? Rescue yourself. That's all I got to say. Have a great 4th Independence Sovereign of the Soul Day. That's what this is. God bless. Thank you. Bye.